It is a period of civil war. The rebellion against the sinister and corrupt Federated Alliance grows stronger, and the fate of the galaxy hangs in the balance. Now, Rebel emissary Plek Dexeter and his intrepid crew travel the farthest reaches of the galaxy to explore astounding new worlds, discover their heroic destinies, and meet weird bug creatures and stuff. This is Mission to Zix.
Hey, Nermit.
Yeah.
I'm glad to see you're mostly better after your hot dog incident. That was rough.
Yeah, wow. I feel like a pillar that supports a building was put through my body vertically.
Sure. I mean, that's pretty much what it looked like. I guess it was that.
I had to help out Dar.
Okay, I don't want anyone to be alarmed. But I'm retaining a lot of water.
Okay.
And I'm saying this as an announcement before I come out of my room.
You don't have to worry about that, Dar. You're beautiful all the time.
Dar, we wouldn't judge you.
Wow. Okay, wow. Yep.
There are a lot of nitrates in those hot dogs.
Sure.
Are you stuck in the hallway? Are you stuck?
Maybe not.
I can't move. And I would like a push.
I'm gonna crawl under you and then.
Nope. Now you are also stuck.
No.
This seems ill-advised.
I'm stuck under a leg scale.
Is there anything I can do? I'm just.
Can you make the wall wider in the hall?
Yeah. Can you open this wider?
This hallway wide.
You want me to make my hallway wider?
Yeah.
That's who I am. I can't really change my insides.
That's probably a crazy question.
Do you feel like my hallway's too narrow? Am I...
No, I'm
thinking it's been too narrow recently, but I finally was like, I like who I am for who I am.
No, Bargie.
I mean...
You don't want to get your hallways done, then you're going to have that very done look.
Sure.
Yeah.
If you want to maybe crack the hatch just a little bit.
Just a hair, maybe we can kind of just get a little vacuum pressure and pop old Dar right out of there.
Alright, I'll crack it open.
Oh, okay. I'm just gonna hold on to this bar here.
Oh, alright. Old Dar just popped right out.
I'm sorry, Dexter, I have an incoming transmission from Rebel Leader Rolfus Tittle.
Whoa. Is it for me?
Apparently.
yeah. Hello, sir.
Emissary Dexeter.
Yes.
Crew of the Bargerian Jade. Hello.
Yes,
hello.
Sir.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Long live the rebellion.
Yeah, absolutely.
Long live the rebellion.
Long live the rebellion.
You say it after me. Long live
sir.
The rebellion.
Yeah, long live the rebellion.
Crew of the Bargerian Jade, I wanted to give you a brief update on Hark Tardagast.
Oh, yeah, sure. Wow, what a tragedy.
He's alive, right?
He's missing.
Which
we have
means
no idea
that's a shame.
Where his last location was. Communication went really
bad.
Weird.
Sort of
it
weird,
just got
yeah.
very weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Almost like someone tampered with it.
Yeah.
Crew of the Bargerian Jade.
Yeah.
Yes.
In the absence of Captain Tardagast, we need you to fulfill a mission for the rebellion.
Whoa. Really?
Wow.
The rebellion is low on supplies. Specifically water.
Water.
That seems like a crucial
really important.
Well,
isn't there water sort of everywhere in the?
I mean, I'm holding a lot of it right now.
You're a chatty lot, aren't you?
Yeah. Sorry. We're just sort of used to. Usually, when Nermit gives us a mission, we're kind of like, "Hey, what's the weird thing happened with you today?"
Truly,
right.
It's like not even about the assignment.
It's not really
about
the assignment. The assignment is sort of kind of tangential.
Right. I don't know how to
chime in. Can I chime in?
No. Yeah. Why is Jim chiming in?
I have a question for you, dear. I have a question. What do you think about my hallways?
What?
Narrow.
Too narrow?
I don't... Listen.
Say they're fine.
They're fine.
They're fine? Wow. Okay.
No,
wow.
Baji, he was like, they're fine.
Ugh.
What's up with you, man?
This water is vital for the success of the rebellion. I need this crew to report to the planet of Gilgesh, a lush water planet. the inhabitants are very particular about their resources, so I want you to go and negotiate.
Sure.
Get the water and get out. Are you soldiers or not? Are you rebels? Long live the Republic.
We're actually not soldiers. Interesting. Right.
Yeah, we're emissaries.
Yeah.
All right.
Right.
Go to Gilgamesh. Get the water. That's it. That is truly it.
Sure, sure. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
We got it.
Uh-huh. Great question. Yet, are you the guy who
sells
underwear?
Why is the ship talking?
I feel like I know your voice. You're the guy that sells underwear.
Well, yeah. Everybody's got a side hustle.
Oh, okay.
Listen. Get the chucking water.
Guys, we're going to go to Gilgamesh, and we're going to fill giant tankers with water, and it's going to be amazing.
See how he moves his hands around?
Don't you
want to
just tell us about, like, your music career instead?
I mean, sure. So I'm working on this new
thing. Do I have to be here for this?
Yes.
I mean, do you like music?
This is a mission briefing.
Okay.
All right, everybody, calm down. I agree with him, okay? Everybody needs to calm down and be very professional because I have an acting coach coming.
Oh, Barge.
I can't deal with this little bit of business right now. I'm not involved in your lives.
But you could be. Now you're the person who gives us the mission.
Yeah, and Commander Tittle, I mean, Bargy has a very storied career. She's on her way back up.
I have a printout of Bargy's filmography. If you want to look at here, this is amazing.
What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you all?
So before you go, I have a couple of sides I need to practice beforehand, if you don't mind.
You have received an audio transmission from Rebellion Headquarters. Playback will follow decryption.
Attention, rebels! This is Commander Sisu Gundu with a very exciting voicemail. Suck it, other voicemails! That's right, I'm here with news about our official Rebellion website, therebellion.space. Built with Squarespace. Yeah, it's a real website that you can visit. Like, we literally made a website! Head to therebellion.space. ASAP, because we posted some insane stuff, like an advice column by the one and only Hark Tardegast, who will even answer your questions, a page where you can upload sounds that could end up in one of our weekly propaganda messages, and get this, we've uploaded a heavily encrypted communique that we intercepted from the stupid Federated Alliance. Can you decrypt it? We sure can't. So head over to therebellion.space. where you'll also find a link to this amazing offer, a free Squarespace trial, and then 10% off when you purchase a website or a domain. That's at squarespace.com/Zix and use offer code Zix, or better yet, just click Make a Website when you're browsing all that scorching hot exclusive Rebellion intel on the best website ever made, therebellion.space. It was insanely easy to make, and we definitely don't know what we're doing. TheRebellion.space. Sisu Gundu, signing off.
End of message.
Hey, this does not look like a water planet.
No, this is neither verdant nor lush.
Hey, Bargy, are you sure you got these coordinates right?
Yep, this is a planet that you told me to go to.
I guess so. Well, I mean, I don't know. C-53, does this look right to you?
Well, no, it doesn't look right, but I can confirm that these landmarks are correct with our maps of Gilgamesh. It just seems very dry here for a water planet.
Weird. All right, I guess let's open the hatch. Let's do this. Wow,
that is
warm.
Yeah, it's an impressive heat.
Whew.
Wish I still had those Alliance shorts, you know?
Yeah, this bathing suit feels a little ridiculous right now.
Guys, I think something's wrong.
I don't know. I mean, the coordinates are right. This is Gilgamesh.
Hey, Norman, how are you feeling? Like, this is sort of like your zone, right?
Yeah,
like a reptile.
Yeah, it kind of feels like nap time, because that sun's beating down. I could sun the old little belly.
Stop coiling up on that rock.
Wait, Nerva, can I ask you a question? Like, are you cold-blooded?
Yeah.
So, like, when it's hot like this, you get real, like...
I get kind of good.
Yeah.
You know?
You, like,
you
stay real...
You get kind of good?
You stay...
Yeah. Watch this little stretch. I'm going to stretch out.
That's adorable.
That is maybe the most comfortable I've ever seen Nerva look.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
But if I scare you...
Yeah, what do you mean?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
He went like 20 meters. Oh, he went like 20 meters in like half a second.
Startle me.
That is
I'm
classic
chilling.
Lizard, guys. Classic lizard.
Yeah, he really, I would describe that as darted away.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
He darted.
Yeah.
I guess the water must be over the horizon, because we can't see it from here. Come on, guys!
Help.
You know, guys, this looks like it used to be some kind of settlement, but there's no one here. Something is inside this little bowl. Hello.
I'm
Emissary Plek Dexeter. I'm here with C-53, Protocol Diplomatic Relations Droid. Dar is our security officer, and Nermit Bundle.
Hi, I'm GURP.
GURP?
GURP.
GURP is your name?
GURP is my name.
Wow.
It sounds like what I say when I blow bubbles, when I swim around in this little tank.
That is adorable.
Thank you. Visitors! Oh, hi! I'm GURP.
Oh,
Nermit,
hi.
Nermit, why are you so close to GURP's tank?
No reason.
Nermit, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Quit looking at your lips like that.
GURP, hey, listen, we're here from the Rebellion.
The Rebellion. We don't get a lot of visitors around here.
Yeah, well, you know, we heard actually this is a water planet.
Yeah, I'm in water. This is my tank. I'm GURP.
You've mentioned that, GURP. GURP, didn't your planet used to be covered in water?
Oh, yeah. A long time ago, when there were still other people who didn't look like GURP on this planet, they used to stand upright. We were a source of entertainment for them. They'd lean over our little tanks and say that we look cute and provide us with food.
Oh,
and
no.
Then, hi, visitors.
Oh no, guys, can I talk to you guys over here?
Yes. Actually, I think if you hold the tank, I could dive in and just grab GURP.
No, why would you do that?
Because doesn't that look like the most delicious thing you've ever seen?
What are you doing?
You gotta calm down right now.
I'm in my chill zone.
No, you are hot blooded right now.
I just think we should eat GURP.
What are you talking about?
This is the first person that we have met on an alien world, and you're suggesting that we eat
this
them.
Is obviously a meal. This can't be who we're meeting.
Oh,
okay,
he's not suggesting we eat GURP. He's suggesting that he eats GURP.
If there's more GURPs around, you can have them, but I call this first GURP.
Oh, other GURP? Yeah, there are other people like GURP. We swim in our little tanks, and they're a little further that way. If you want to get there, you're going to have to carry me.
How did you get all the way out here?
If I rock the motion of the water in the tank, will propel me a very small amount.
And oh, no.
Visitors, have you seen that star? It's beautiful.
You mean the sun? This one?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, it's very, very hot.
Uh-huh.
Take a look at this picture from the surface of Gilgamesh from 10 years ago.
Oh, no.
That sun's about 40 times the size that it used to be in the sky.
Yeah, GURP, I gotta tell you, I think this star's getting bigger.
It is getting bigger. It's so beautiful. It warms my tank. I think there's less water in here.
Oh, no.
Huh. Are we here to do, like, astronomy or to find those other GURPs? Am I right? Let's get over to
Nermit.
Nermit.
What?
What are you doing?
You have a little knife and fork out.
Where did you even get that?
Huh? I packed a knife and fork.
Nermit.
What?
We are here on a diplomatic mission.
Yes.
What are you looking for?
You should not do emissary work on an empty stomach.
We were looking for water.
Water? Well, when I was where I was, before I forgot where I came from, there was water. Take me that way.
Okay.
Sounds promising.
Sure. GURP. Okay, this way? Oh, wow. This is heavy. I'm not sure why I'm the one carrying.
I'll do it.
Why would you ever?
That guy looks excited to carry me. He's got a little bib on.
Where did you get a bib?
The question is, why are you carrying a knife, a fork, and bib in your slack?
Because when I heard water planet, I thought of home and thought.
Wait, you're from a water planet?
I mean, there's a lot of water on my planet.
A lot of water on my planet. me too. That way.
Okay. All right. Dark, can you carry GURP?
You know, yes, I can carry GURP.
And just make sure
very far away from Nermit.
Listen, This species obviously wouldn't know if it's alive or dead.
What the chuck, Nermit? What?
Speaking to the same Nermit Bundeloid that had memorized all of the Federated Alliance protocol?
Yeah, of course. Listen, Plek, you've eaten Garfon.
Yeah, it was dead, though. It was
already
dead.
This fish will be dead.
If you want to eat Gurp, I think you can.
Yes.
We should just
consent.
Find some more.
Why'd you pull me out?
No. Why?
I had him.
Nermit.
What?
Oh, boy. Less water in my tank.
Oh, no.
No. So we'll catch up to him in a second.
That was one of my softer slaps. I feel a little guilty.
I mean, his bones are hollow.
Oh, boy. Wow. Are these your friends, Gurp?
I think so. Hey, it's Gurp.
Hey, Gurp. It's me, Gurp.
Oh, it's Gurp. Guys, these are Gurp, and that's Gurp. That's Gurp, and I'm Gurp.
But what? I'm Gurp.
These are visitors.
Hi there. Gurp.
Hey, I'm Gurp, too. I'm also Gurp.
Oh, boy.
My friends call me Gurp because my name is Gurp.
I sort of get it.
First name Gurp, no last name.
Gurp was my father. Call me Gurp.
Wait, what is Gurp?
Oh, I'm here, and I brought visitors.
Gurp! Hey, Gurp!
I have sad news to report.
What is it, Gurp?
I'm Gurp!
Wow, it is a real pleasure to meet you, Gurps.
Thank you. You might be asking, where is the leadership? Well, anybody that I can ever remember having power, they're gone now. It's just Gurp. We all like each other, so I guess you can just talk to Gurp.
Oh, that's good. I mean, you guys sort of have, like, a real utopian society here.
Emissary Dexter, I think we need to review the concept of a utopian society.
Oh, I guess I just mean that, like, they kind of got it all figured out, you know? Like,
let's just step aside here for
a
second.
Okay, yeah, Gurp, just give us 1 second.
Okay, I'm Gurp.
Great.
You sure are. Not that they'll remember us talking about this in front of them,
sure.
But I still think decorum.
Yeah, sure, we should keep it over here for
now.
Yeah, their planet is about to be incinerated. They're going to fall into their own sun.
Oh, my... I mean, is there anything we can do?
I don't know. Can you reverse the movement of a planet?
We could baggy all of them and take them back onto the ship.
Does anyone have, like, a small...
I think you forgot to put down Gurp. Dar is carrying Gurp.
Oh.
Are you saying our planet is in some sort of danger?
No.
Wait, what?
Our planet's in danger.
Hey, look! Visitors! I'm Gurp!
Okay, that's a relief.
Wait. Where's Nermit?
Nermit! Get that out of your mouth! Nermit, we can't take you anywhere.
Yes, you can.
I've
gone places.
Zero impulse control.
Okay. These Gurps are going to be burnt up by their own star pretty soon anyway. These are so close to the prime delicacy on my planet. If you understood what tasty...
Well, listen.
Gurp was my father. I'm Gurp.
I'm Gurp.
We're so happy.
Have you seen the star?
Oh, the star!
Have you seen the star?
I mean, yeah, it's huge. It's big.
It's beautiful.
I feel like it's... I mean, C-53, is it bigger than it was when we got here?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
it's so much bigger.
Big star!
Let me show you a projection of how soon we are going to fall into the star.
Oh, wow. It's looking, yeah, today.
Look, the top of my bowl is bubbling.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Our bowls aren't half that big, they're half full.
Yeah, all the bowls are half full.
I know I mentioned earlier that I felt ridiculous wearing this swimsuit, but I feel even stupider right now because it's just riding up in all this sweat.
But you're getting a tan, which is nice.
Ambassador Dexeter, did you apply a preventative lotion before exiting Bargy?
Nah, I tan pretty easy, so I think I'm probably good.
Very red.
I feel pretty good.
You're pinker than normal.
Sometimes I remember people. Something.
Do they look like this skeleton over here?
Whoa, look! If I try to remember, it was about that size. Their skin, it started to sizzle.
Oh, boy.
It wasn't... They couldn't, and they made such horrible noises.
Big star.
Yeah, big star.
Oh, no.
Big star. I remember one of their heads exploded.
What?
Just exploded.
I remember one of them came, and they were like, "We're here to take your water." And they started to take our water, and then they fell down, and they became a skeleton.
Yeah, I remember one of them said, "I actually tan pretty well," and then his head exploded.
Okay, fair enough. How hot is it, C-53?
It's close to 200 degrees.
Oh, that's higher than I thought. You know what? Hey, Bargy?
Yeah?
Could you just swing by and pick me up? I'm just going to apply some sunscreen here.
Some star screen. Roberta is currently with me. We're going through some scene work, so you're going to have to be part of it.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm happy to weigh in.
Wow, your head is bubbling.
Okay, but as quickly as possible, please.
Hey there, pull up a chair. Get you your regular. Well now, you look a little down. You know, what I do when I need to tune up, which is pretty much all the time, I listen to my favorite podcast, Spontaneation. It's a completely improvised show where you never know what's coming. It's totally improvised, okay? Host Paul F. Tompkins and his special guests bring you, into hilarious new worlds every episode, from the monologue to interviews to like narrative sketches. And one crazy thing about Paul, this is so crazy, he sounds like Rip Ciso, the famous rock on tour from Chimnasia, but like with a totally different accent. So get this, in honor of Pride Month right now, hang on, your band, you.
I'm banned.
You.
Oh, me?
No, I'm looking at somebody else.
I'm banned.
You got 2 minutes.
You're banned.
Maximum. Sorry, that's my brother. We don't get along. Anyway, what was he talking about? Right, Spontaneation this month, in honor of Pride Month, has an incredible lineup of super talented LGBTQ performers stopping by the show all month long. People like Stephanie Beatrice from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, you know? And Natalie Morales from Parks and Recreation? You don't want to miss this, okay? So here's your next order coming up. I don't care what you want to order. This is what's coming. You are listening to Spontaneation with Paul F. Tompkins. Every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. I don't care where you listen. Why would I have a dog in that fight? I just care what you listen to, you know? And when you leave, I want you to take my stupid brother. You're the stupid one.
I don't know if you've looked at these uniforms. These are Federated Alliance uniforms.
On the skeleton?
Yeah.
Trying to remember.
Kirk, do you remember any explosions happening?
Oh, yeah. Other big, bright stars. And yelling, screaming.
People screaming, "Oh, we've thrown the gravitational pull of the planet off."
Yes. Big star getting closer. Everyone scared.
People screaming, "Not enough escape pods for so many soldiers."
People screaming, "This is the end of our life."
Well, that was a terrifying interlude.
Yeah, really just sitting in it right now.
Wait, are we to believe that there was a alliance battle happening while this star was coming so close that Tellurian life couldn't exist?
No, they knocked this planet out of its orbit.
Oh, that's worse.
Yeah, they doomed the world. They destroyed an entire ecosystem.
Huh.
Could you imagine different groups who just hated each other so much they would sacrifice an entire planet?
No.
No, that's so dumb.
Hey.
What?
GURP.
Hi, GURP.
Hi, GURP.
Oh, I'm GURP.
Hello,
GURP.
Oh, I made a mistake in greeting the first one.
Yep.
So you guys came to the planet for the bright star?
No, GURP. Sad to say we were here for the water, which apparently no longer exists.
Oh, yeah. We remember that day. It all went away.
GURP, your cognitive powers seem to grow the hotter it gets on this planet.
The heat makes me feel good. It also makes my whole tank go bubbly. Look!
Oh, see, this is... I mean, guys, this... It's literally cooking in its own water. Come on, just give me this one.
Feels good.
Come on,
literally, no.
What? It is boiled fish.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you feeling, buddy?
I just heard you guys on communicator. I thought maybe you needed my help.
Oh, no, we're okay. No. How's the ice bath?
Oh, yeah. Boy, wow. It was. You guys were right. I should not have stayed out there for that long.
Yeah.
It was.
Hear bad. Your skin crackling.
Yeah, well, it's fine.
Beto, get more ice.
Oh, Beto's helping.
I'm going to go back into my coma. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right.
Okay. Listen, guys. We're not going to get any water on this planet.
There's water in every one of these tanks.
We need water? We have water. Yeah, we have water.
Well, Gurp, if we take your water, won't you all die?
I don't know. I've never been out of my water.
I think the answer to that is you would die. Each one of you GURPS would die.
We might not. We might become part of the bright star.
Yeah, the bright star.
No,
GURPS. Maybe all that which comes from the big star must return to the big star.
Maybe energy can either be created or destroyed, but only transferred. Therefore, GURP would actually just become part of the universe.
Maybe GURP has seen so much. So many sizzling bodies. Maybe the star is what makes that all make sense. We love the bright star.
Okay, my small fishy zealots, you do not need to jump out of your little tanks.
Jump! 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 Jump!
Jump! Jump!
What? You stop what? That right there, or what? I will have C slap you right back onto the ship.
What? They were chanting it. I was just... They wanted
we love
it.
To you chant. Anything you say, we'll chant it.
Okay.
You know that these GURP are very impressionable.
Yeah.
Nerman, I am just going to pick you up by your leg. I'm just going to... Because I do not trust you. I don't think you're in control of yourself.
Come on. Ow. Okay. Oh, the... Blood's going to my head.
All us GURPS just want you to be happy. We're incredibly happy.
Are you happy?
Oh,
That is a complicated question,
GURPS. I can't really...
It's not. Are you happy?
Yes. GURPS,
we are happy.
We are happy.
We are happy.
Ooh, I'm in the inside of a mouse. Wait, Nermit!
Sorry, I just... I'm carrying... I'm saving it.
Nermit, I was holding you upside down for your own benefit, not so that you could dive into the tanks of these GURP.
You dipped me in the tank, and I took the opportunity. These GURP look exactly like Milnens. And where I grew up, Milnens were served
Nermit?
Once a month. And if you got your
Let's be real. How much radiation are in these GURP?
I mean, a lot at this point.
The star is getting brighter and brighter and brighter
and brighter and brighter.
Whoa, look at that GURP. That GURP's about to get out of the tank.
No, wait.
Jump. Visitors, take my water. I want you to.
GURP, you seem to be okay without water.
Yeah. Look at me. Now they're all doing it.
Yeah. I feel the best I've ever felt.
Yeah.
Look at me. I can walk far.
Walking on those things. What are they called?
Fins.
Well, flipping your fins, you don't get too far. Legs are required for jumping.
Dancing.
I'm GURP.
See, are they evolving?
This is highly unusual.
Look, my fins turned into 10 little individual digits.
This creature seems to have some sort of relation to massive amounts of stellar radiation. The more they absorb, the faster they seem to be moving up the evolutionary chain. This is highly unusual.
The thing inside of me is getting smarter. I believe my name. I need a last name.
What about GURP?
GURP!
I'm
GURP!
Oh,
GURP,
yeah,
GURP,
me
GURP.
Too! I'm GURP! I'll be GURP Gurpson. My father was GURP.
Alright, maybe they're not moving up that fast.
Still admirable.
It's still impressive.
Yeah.
The bright star is going to be here soon.
Dar, we have about 20 minutes before you and I are incinerated.
But what do we do? Do we shuttle them to another planet?
Please don't take us from our planet. Look that way. Do you see the bright star?
You can't avoid seeing the bright star at this point.
See how it sort of sizzles your eyes if you look at it for too long? When I look away from the bright star, I still see it. Because it's been burned onto my retinas. But also because I feel like it lives inside of me. I love the bright star. I don't want to go anywhere else. Please take our water, but leave GURP.
Dark, I feel diplomatically we are not permitted to remove them. GURP, we are honored by being presented with your water, but as you can see, it's mostly just boiling off
yeah.
from your bowls at this point. It would be largely useless for us to take this water.
Oh, well, also you can stop by at our nearby planet. There is a lot of water there.
Nearby planet?
Yeah, Gesh. We're Gil, that's Gesh. We're planets that are really nearby each other, and that one has a lot of water.
Wait a minute.
Gil, Gesh, is twin planets.
Mm-hmm.
They
it's
told
close,
us.
A little hop, skip, and a jump. Look, I'm hopping, skipping, and jumping.
Me
I've got
too.
Legs.
Oops. I bumped into you, GURP.
Ooh.
I bumped into you, GURP, and GURP, and we're GURP.
Now we're GURP.
I'm becoming part of GURP.
I'm becoming part of GURP.
Oh, it's morphing into one very giant GURP.
Hey, guys. Okay. Hey, guys. Fleck here.
Yeah.
Hey, Plex.
How's everything going? The same or weird?
Yeah, it's weird.
Way weirder
it's,
now.
Yeah, very
you
weird.
You really timed that well.
Cool. Checking.
The GURPs are morphing as the star comes closer, and it turns out we're only on Gil and the nearby planet of Gush, which I assume is invisible beyond that giant star.
There must be a perfect asynchronous orbit.
Yeah, that's where we need to go get the water, so if we could get Bargy down here ASAP.
Yeah, yeah, I'll come on down. I mean, well, Bargy will come on down, but I'll just be here.
Okay.
Still in the ice.
Great.
Yep.
GURP?
Yes?
It's been good to know you.
It's been good to know you.
I hope you're getting what you wanted by joining with the Bright Star.
Bright Star.
We'll never forget you, GURP.
We'll never forget you. Visitors, I am GURP.
We have to go.
Yeah, we gotta get
out of here.
Well, in case you were worried you'd never see a planet fall into a star.
There she goes.
Checked off the list.
Yep.
Yeah, check it off the list. Wow.
That is.
Can we please have some silence? I'm in the middle of a scene.
Oh.
Sorry, Bargy.
Okay. Roberto, do you want to continue?
Yes, Bargy, just center a little bit more on this one.
Okay.
Just great.
You are my father. But are you my father or are you my father's father?
Don't you recognize me?
Okay,
have I aged so much to you? What?
Yeah.
What?
Sorry, I can't. This plague is, not good. You know what I mean?
Bargy,
I'm trying to be...
I'm only here via hollow, but I'm really feeling the energy off of Plek.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Roberto.
He's got it. He's got something. I'm not quite sure what
is it.
Is it
the space?
What? I don't think so.
No, I got it.
Also, I'm going to need 200 kroon.
Yeah, I'll get it to you. Don't worry, you're gonna get it so fast.
Great.
The great part is that
if you keep taking classes, eventually you get success. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay.
Sounds like a bit of a racket.
How do they rope Plek into this?
Can we do the next scene?
Yeah, we can do the next scene.
Way better than that one.
Okay.
Jump Tower.
Plek, you moved me.
What? Really?
What?
I don't know if you've ever considered this as a career, but...
Nope,
if you
not,
wanted
did
it,
never.
It's there
yeah.
for you.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that.
Bargy, go my notes.
Yeah, Bargy, I didn't quite... It sounded like you were just repeating the word Juntawa.
No, I was...
Were you speaking Juntawa, or were you just saying
Juntawa
over and over again? Because there's a difference.
I was up way early late last night just to get a chance to,
See, that's okay. Your mistake. Bargy, you gotta prepare.
Plek is right, Bargy. You have to prepare.
Wow. Okay, good notes coming from Plek Deck Tarter.
Bargy.
Mm-hmm.
I know you've been in a lot of popcorn hollows, but maybe...
I'm just gonna turn off the hollow. I'm turning it off.
Bargy.
Ceasing transmission.
Light and love to you.
Anyway, I'm not giving up on my career. Gonna go back to being big, baby!
Oh, yeah. Bargy, we believe in you. Speaking of... Plek?
Yeah, yeah.
How are you feeling?
You are flaking.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I'm into the flaking phase. I'm good.
Plek, is it weird to wish that you were just pink and not red?
Yeah, it makes me really realize I think I took a hard line about something I should have been kind of grateful for, because now I really wish I was back.
To being?
Pink.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's your color.
Nermic, quick sidebar.
Yeah.
Without you.
What?
Yeah.
That's not...
Plek. Yeah. I mean, it's not like we would have the authority to do this, but I think we had to put Nermit on some kind of probation.
Yeah, that his behavior was unacceptable.
Ugh.
I mean, if we were still in the Federated Alliance, he might have been court-martialed.
That was too much.
Someone in your mouth that's talking to you.
Nermit.
Yes.
We're going to put this as tactfully as we can.
Mm-hmm. You're on probation.
What?
Nermit.
What?
I'll say it. You're a loose cannon out in the field.
No, that was a one-off thing. I can be trusted. I'm cool as...
How can we be sure of that?
Blumshan. What?
Blumshan?
I'm cool as a Blumshan. It's like a sort of a long vegetable.
Emissary Dexter, I have an incoming transmission from Commander Rolfus Tittle.
Hey, Rolfus.
Ooh, Rolfie.
Crew of the Bargerian Jade, mission status report.
We got it, man. But I will say we went to the wrong planet
first. Thank you so much for getting it.
Also, yeah. The planet is currently being pulled into the gravity well of the nearby star.
And I'm sure you've already noticed, but our little friend here is no longer pink.
Yeah,
he
I got a little bit
red.
Of sunburn.
I don't care. Okay. I don't care about any of this. I just asked for a mission status report. You told me that you...
I mean, these are all the statuses.
Crew of the Bargerian Jade.
Yes, Rolf.
The Rebellion thanks you.
No problem.
Weird.
Happy
we've never heard that
help.
Before.
But I will say this.
We've heard this before.
Yeah, this sounds more familiar.
I can't do this anymore. You're an effective team. You've helped us twice. I cannot give you the missions anymore.
We don't get to go on missions anymore? What?
No. What I was hoping was we need a really crack missions operations manager back here at Rebel Base. So that I don't have to interact with you, the crew of the Bargerian Jade.
Oh, for like efficiency purposes.
Exactly, yeah.
Ah.
Exactly. I know that Missions Operations Manager Bundeloy.
Yeah, I'm not in that game anymore, but yeah, I'm really a field guy.
But I would say that if you are at Rebel Base, there is a 6-month path to promotion.
Yeah, to promotion to what?
Oh, of course it would be Senior Missions Operations Manager.
Guys, I feel like I know we've really become a unit here, but I have something to tell you.
Oh, wow. Sorry, I'm just,
Yeah, Bargy, just give it 2 seconds, and I think we're clear.
Sorry, okay.
So, I've thought about it, and I have an announcement. I'm gonna go back to headquarters, and I'm gonna...
There we go.
Fantastic. I'm sending an autonomous shuttle to pick you up now, Mission Operation Manager Bundeloy.
Yeah. Okay, I'll just escort Nermit out to the cargo bay here.
Great, but... Long live the Rebellion. Diddle out.
I gotta say, C-53, I'm relieved. Nermit was...
He really blew it out there.
Yeah.
In 2 different missions.
Yeah.
He revealed to the Florence immediately that we were working for the Rebellion, and we weren't even sure they were pro-Rebellion.
Guys, the shuttle hasn't come.
Sorry. Nope, that's...
Yeah, no, sorry about that.
Nermit.
Yeah.
We love you, buddy.
I love you guys, too, and I...
Yep, shuttle's here.
Oh.
This is C-Red IT-5, credits and attributions droid, commencing outro protocol. Emissary Plek Dexeter was played by Alden Ford. C-53 was played by Jeremy Benn. Security Officer Dar was played by Ali Kokesh. Barji the Ship was played by Mujan Zulfagari. Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy was played by Seth Lynn. Acting Coach Roberta Krakower, Rolfus Tittle, and Bino were played by Winston Knoll. GURP the GURP was played by special guest Ali Gordon. Ali is an actress, writer, and improviser from New York City. She can be found performing at UCB or with the popular long-running show Gas Station Horror at the People's Improv Theater. Ali is also a performer on Second Best, a D&D comedy podcast, which can be found anywhere you like to listen to podcasts. This episode was recorded at Robert Doggy Jr.'s Puppy Pound in Brooklyn, New York. This episode edited by Seth Lynn, with sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell. Music by Brendan Ryan. Opening crawl narration by Jeremy Crutchley. Ship design for the Bargerian Jade by Eric Goyce. Mission to Zix is brought to this galaxy by Audio Boom. Thanks, Audio Boom. A very special thank you to our Patreon supporters for making Season 2 possible. Hey, do you want to send a physical item to the Zix Quadrant? That would be rad. Address your parcel to the Zix Quadrant, P.O. Box 180494, Brooklyn, New York 11218. And our team of trained Zerblins will take it from there.
Wait, where's GURP?
Oh, hey, I'm GURP. Here, and I brought visitors.
GURP!
GURP!
Hey, GURP!
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 GURP! I think some introductions are in order.
Yeah.
I'm GURP.
Don't start without GURP.
I'm also GURP.
I have sad news to report.
What is it, GURP?
I'm GURP!
Oh! So stupid.
But GURP, what is the sad news?
Oh, GURP died.
Oh. Oh.